Good morning. It's 10:45 a.m. I'm here in the car recording another Ennoyage set. What the hell is that under the bush over there? Very interesting
pink package of some sort.
This cassette that I'm recording now, where I'm going is this. This is a bit of a different situation because I'm doing this during the day now, not during the night. And, so you're a little bit more subconscious talking to yourself in the car. Although I'm not talking to myself, I'm talking to a cassette. And assumedly I'm talking to, well, I assume that the next person to hear this will be myself. Sometime tonight, tomorrow, or during this coming week, when I will be listening to this, so I say salutations to myself, sitting there in front of the computer, or wherever you're sitting, in fact. Say, I hope you enjoyed your trip to the mall, and enjoyed talking and this and that and everything else. What I'd say is that, well, now I'm looking at other cars to see if I can really see their faces very much, and it's not really too easy to see their faces. But today is a very nice day. It's about 60 degrees out now, and it's, beautiful weather. Going to this mall, I went to that one time when I was zoning, was in Easton, Pennsylvania. I know it's on 22 West. That's all I know. I got enough gas to get there and back without any problems, and that's basically where I'm going. And what I'm going to be talking about again is Ennoyage, and I want to talk a little bit about that general structure, whereas I don't know if I want to have the thing within the thing within the thing so much anymore, since I'd rather have it be a little bit more straightforward. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to do it here. These people are going pretty slow in front of me. 25 miles an hour, that's pretty damn slow. In any case, what I can say is, Jesus Christ, what are these people's problems? Alright, I'll just relax, okay. Ennoyage is the organization, Nomadi is the idea. And, oh shit man, these people are going 25 miles an hour. Okay. Better put her in third gear, better to go this slow. In any case, what I'm trying to say here is that the structure, I mean, Nomadi is one thing, has one structure, that's the idea. Ennoyage would have a different structure. Now, the structure I had until now been proposing is to have basically Ennoyage be like a game where you pretend to be a member of an organization on Ennoyage Earth who has been reading Hall of Fantasia, which itself is a part of the Zope of Half Evil. Now, that sort of triple level of presentation, I don't know if I like that. I don't know if that's the best way for me to go at this point. I think it's an interesting idea, but I don't think it's extremely straightforward. And the owl idea was of, like, other things being inside the Zope of Half Evil, like all the other books and stuff. And I don't really feel such a great need for that kind of inclusiveness within things. I don't see why my science fiction writing should be part of Ennoyage, or why Zope should. I mean, I'd like to see Zope part of Noid, sure, but, you know, not necessarily, I mean, related, but not necessarily that much of a part of it. I think it might be, well, I think that, you know, the idea of using examples and allegories and things to explain various concepts in Noyage is certainly a very, certainly a valid idea, but... I'm not so sure if that would really be there. What would I lose? I really would not wind up losing anything other than such an over-encompassing multi-level thing. So what I'll say is this. Maybe that's not the right way to go. What I'll say is that that's an interesting structure, and it is a way to make Noyage into a game, but at this point, I don't really want to make Noyage into a game because I want to tell it like it is. And in telling it like it is, Noyage is not a game. This is not a game. I mean, it can be viewed as a game, but I don't want it to really be a game. I want it to be what it is. What is it? It's an organization of people examining a certain idea. The idea is there. It is an idea. That's a fact. That is an idea. And an organization of people that's investigating it is another fact. I'm not going to say that by using a Nomadi you can teleport yourself back in time, because that may or may not be true. If we do teleport back in time, hell, I'll say we seem to have teleported back in time. I'm not going to claim things that aren't true, and I'm not going to misrepresent it. I don't see it through that it really needs to be presented in that sort of a roundabout way, that sort of a deceptive way. And it's not even so much deceptive per se, but it is certainly roundabout. I think I can use that term quite clearly. It is a roundabout way of going about things. So, in that sense, I would say that. So, if you're taking notes now, I think the gist of this whole thing is just that, no, don't. You don't have to have that multi-layered thing. And the whole idea of Noyage Earth, I think, can really be erased. The idea of people finding a 43,000-page manuscript and finding within it this other thing and all this other stuff. I really don't think that is necessary or appropriate. What would the advantages of that be? It would be a... interesting little thing, and it would also allow it to become a game. The idea of a game where everything you're doing is the same as in the game, and that the game itself, there's nothing that you really, not like in D&D, where if you say, I take the sword and kill the monster, you're not really taking the sword and killing the monster. But in this game, if you say, I take the paperclip and unbend it and look at it. Well, you really do take the paperclip and unbend it and look at it. Because that's what you have. But then again, that's sort of, you know, as a game, it sort of isn't a game anymore. So let's scrap that and let's try to look at a new structure of Nomadi. Which really, you know, I've been really sort of on to this, that idea with the Zobopav Evil and the Noyage Earth and everything, but now I'm just saying that's not the right thing. That's not straightforward enough. Let's be straightforward. What I do want is the Hollow Fantasia, which now can contain... Can contain a lot of information beyond Noyage Nomadi itself. I mean, the Maddie itself is going to be one specific set of things, of basically a set of essays and symbols through which the basic idea of the Maddie is put forth. I think the Hall of Fantasia can set forth ways in which symbols can be used, and descriptions of a lot of different things that would not necessarily be inherent in the Nomadi, the actual structure of Nomadi itself, the 457 quadrants, so to speak. But then again, that whole thing plus explanation should be in the Hall of Fantasia, which is itself the book, would be the book of Noyage, and that would be what it starts as. And then what I would say is that I'll cut through that baloney and just, with the book written, before I would give it a wide release, let's say, whether or not I'd even have the capacity to do that, what I would do would be to start with a small group of people and try and just like as an interweb, there are going to be structures that need to be in place for all of the various things, and I'd want to basically, with myself and other people, start to do Nomadi, and start to develop a lot of the things associated with Nomadi, and in that process, fine-tune the Hall of Fantasia as a book, fine-tune it to the level where it, you know, would be, what I'd say would be to fine-tune the book to then have it be more suitable for a larger audience. I'm on 22 West right now, and so basically what I'm saying is do Nomadi straight. You join Nomadi. I mean, you join Noyage. And then you can tailor your own version of your subscription, focusing on things and emphasizing some things, de-emphasizing other things. You'll be a member. You will receive certain... You will receive, like, Nomadi news or whatever I'm going to call it. Whatever it would be, weekly or monthly or whatever. All right. Phillipsburg now is 32 miles away. This is just in my situation now. So it should be about, I should have about a half hour ride from here. Perhaps a little bit longer to get to where I'm going. Which is the Phillipsburg Mall, I think. And there's a 4-H doll show tomorrow up here. Very nice. Anyway, let me get back to what I was saying. The basic Nomadi structure with the 457 quadrants and four maps, that would be included in a Hall of Fantasia, as well as some extrapolation, some interpretation, and some practical information, which would then be through a period of testing information and really creating on a smaller scale the entire organization. That book will be revised, revamped, and finalized. And, well, look what I'm passing now. I'm passing the old place I used to work over the summer for 3 weeks, and another place. Hertz and AEG and Olympia. Some places I spent some time working a while ago. Anyway, you know, doing warehouse type of stuff. A lot of construction going on here. I'm looking for some kind of a place I can get some coffee. Maybe something, who knows, around here. Stop, take my coat off, relax a second. Not that I've really been gone all that long. It's just that, well, I can probably tell from the tape how long I've been gone. But since I started the tape as soon as I left and things like that, I can imagine listening to this tape would be kind of frustrating because the amount of information that's relevant is very not too much. There is relevant information, but not in such not in large quantities. This dump truck is in the left-hand lane, going very slow. Okay. That time I went zoning, it came up this way. I went to this college, Lafayette College, and I actually went to the student center, tried to play some video games, but I didn't have any quarters or anything. So, and it was very creepy. There were just like people hanging around. It was creepy. It was strange. It was weird. They had a good arcade though. That was close, sort of close to where I was here. I was zoning at that point, of course. Now I just want to go to this mall. I don't want to make a very big deal about it. I just want to go, come back. Anyway, after the, let's say the structure is, after the structure is started, and then the book is rewritten, and then I would say that I would get to, and I would initially have to write the book, and what I said is that I want to have the book done by June 14th, 1990. I want to have it done, okay? What I would want to do is, after that's done, then perhaps spend the rest of the year testing it. That is, getting a group of people and really seriously administering this thing. What I'm talking about is perhaps some people I know and perhaps some people who I don't know, maybe put some ads in Comics Buyer's Guide, different things, different areas. Try to get a small core group, let's say, of people, and test everything, and at the end of that period, rewrite the book, you know, create a final version of the book, and then start Noyage for the public. And by this I mean, you know, take Noyage and start advertising for it, let a lot of people to buy subscriptions to it, and what it would be is it would be an interactive kind of thing where people are sending in things, webs, ideas, information. We would then be sending things back, and we would be involved in publishing newsletters, publishing reports, and also other special publications, and also, you know, supplying a copy of the Holopantasia to the people, and things of that nature. But it would basically run as an organization, Noyage would be an organization based on Nomadi, and that, in a pretty straightforward sense, would be it. I don't want any, at this point I've decided I don't want any of that intermediate stuff being there. The Noyage Earth, the this, the that, the other thing. I say let's steer clear of that. Let's forget about that for now. Okay. Now what I'm saying now is that it may be, you know, 1991 before I'm actually able to start this whole thing up. And what I'll say to that is this. Let me say this about that. The point is that I am not obsessed with getting it out there tomorrow. What I really want to do is to have it constantly be working up towards that point so that once it is released, it'll be the best it can be. And I think that by building it up over that period of time, and then have it be a real serious business type proposition would be a good idea. And then also during a period of time, I do want to develop myself as far as freelancing goes, and also as far as writing books, articles, and doing freelance desktop design and things of that nature, so that I myself will have the money to do Noyage, because it's going to take money, a lot of money to do, which is why I'm not going to say I have to do it right now. I want to be able to pay for all the investment myself. I want to basically through money that I'm making, invest it in my company, and then do it myself. Because one of the big things that I have decided and that I feel is important is that I be the sole owner of this company, not having any not having any other people with an interest in the company, not having anyone else with a say in the company. I want to be the sole owner 120%, okay? It's kind of corny, but it's true. I do want to be the sole owner 120%, more than enough. I want to be more than 100% owner in this company, and I think that that's something that I'm going to have to be doing. So it's gotten more straightforward, I'd say. It is a lot more straightforward than it was. I think what I've done is I've decided to stop playing games. It doesn't necessarily have to be called a pleasant little game. I don't necessarily have to hide what it really is, because the whole point is I want to be straightforward and say exactly what it is, exactly what I think it is, exactly what it means to be, exactly what it should be. Nothing less and nothing more, you know? I mean, it's just beyond all of that. Just passed a police officer in the middle of the thing, clocking cars. Saw another guy stopped before, so I'd better just hang out at the 55-60 mph area. Okay, so that's a pretty important breakthrough, and I think that the strategy for seeing it implemented is a good strategy, because I can really, let's say I aim to have a core group of about 100 people, let's say. Now, even though I've never had that many, I mean, in the interweb, I've had like maybe 15 people. If I really try to, you know, spend some money and spend some time really doing a core thing with 100 people, I sincerely believe that it can work. And that's what I'd like to do. That's what I'd more like to do. But of course, the book needs to come first, and the whole idea, and everything has to be first. So, there you go. I've just been talking for about 25 minutes, and what did I accomplish? But I think 25 minutes, you know, what did this tape cost? $1.15, you know, that might be 30 cents worth of time, but definitely very worthwhile, necessary point. Let's just have it be that straightforward, right there, straight ahead. You know, Zope is something else. Maybe Zope Comics can be part of it. But we have achieved a Bagelsmith. I don't know if that's anything like achieving orgasm, but we have achieved a Bagelsmith, and that's where I'm going right now, right here. Okay, it's kind of funny because the Bagelsmith here, I just got some coffee, 16-ounce coffee and a chocolate junior. There was no parking. There was a handicap spot, but now, how's this for psychology? Instead of parking in the handicap spot, I just pulled up beside the building just before the handicap spot. So instead of parking in the handicap spot, I just at another illegal place right next to the building, but it just so long as it wasn't in the handicap spot. So that's really become total social taboo to park in a handicap spot. You know, it's just been so bad to do that. You know, so what was I talking about? I think was just the what the hell is this? A lot of new shopping areas on this road. I don't often travel this road. very much at all. I very rarely travel this road. In fact, last time I went there, I think I went on 78. I didn't even go on this road. So it's a very interesting road, this way. I want to be straightforward about it. I want to do it that way. Basically, have people say, what is this all about? You know, I can probably make up something real quick, but I'll say, read the Holopantasia, that'll explain totally what it's about. That's really what I want the book to be. I want it to be able to explain, in no uncertain terms, exactly what Nomadia is all about, and Noyage, and everything else is all about. So, you know, and no Holopantasia is in this, and this is in that. I don't mind that as a conceptual structure. I just don't think that is just not right for Noyage at this time. So, I just had a thought that maybe I'll be playing Tetris or something when I'm listening to this, and go back to the word processor whenever anything interesting comes up. So, the highway has become one lane. I just hit a light, so it's sort of highwayizing itself a little bit. But then again, 22 is always different along its length, lights and different sorts of lanes and stuff. Anyway, I think what I should be doing is getting back to the nomadic part as opposed to the Noyage part, and then that's, you know, pretty soon. But I can see talking about the Noyage part a little bit more, because that's certainly going to be part that's going to make the money. It looks like I've... 22 and 78 merge right here. It's the same road. So I'm on 78, which doubles as 22. So anyway, I want to come up with a concept myself, and I want to run the company that administers the concept also myself. So I want to do both those things, which is where Noyage comes in. Noyage is that company that I want to run. Now, it should be advertised. It'll basically be a subscriber type thing, since it's going to be a lot more personal than a magazine subscription. But there can be all different sorts of subscriptions. I mean, someone could just get, for example, Nomadi News, and be one level. Another person might be in it full blown, in the interweb and in the research area and in this and that and super objects and all this sort of thing, you know, always, you know, just in every aspect of it. Might just be totally gung-ho about everything. And what I say to that is that's good, you know. But it can be either way. And as far as, now we're talking about an inside network. And what I believe is that this inside network is what is going to be the wave of the future. That it's not going to be so much you go to the store to buy it or whatever, you know. It's going to be more like we are in contact with you directly. We're not dealing with distributors or retailers or anything else, or wholesalers. What we're dealing with is you, and you're dealing with us. So, whereas this may be a little bit difficult at first, it will certainly lend itself towards in computers, because when we're able to create a computer network that can send back and forth not only information in terms of, you know, text and let's say our programs, but combining facts, high quality image. Transmission, a sound transmission, a video transmission. Once those things are included, then I think we're going to be talking about, highly computerized network there. Of course, the postal-based system will always be there. So what I would say is that I will be most concerned with an internal network. As far as externally, I could see producing things for the common market. Common marketplace, such as comic books, let's say, Brazil books, the best videos, different sorts of things that are available directly, let's say. But And ideally, it would be, nomadic stores to sell me stuff. But of course, you know, at first that won't be feasible, and selling books and magazines and things through conventional routes would not be, I would not be adverse to that at all. Selling copies of the Hall of Fantasia, as long as I am publishing it. Again, though, it's going to take a lot of money. But I'm committed to doing it. I am committed to doing it on my own, with no partners and no investors, or I won't join at all. That's my whole point. Unless I can do it myself, I won't even bother doing it. Because this is a... Because to me, it just wouldn't be worth it. I'm eating something. All right, thank you for letting me finish that chocolate junior. So what I'm saying is this. I'm not interested in being a business partner, having any business partners at all in the future, in anything that I do, nor having investors who have an interest in the company. I gotta be 100% owner, or else I just won't do it. I have to be the owner, because that's the only way it's gonna work. Now, here's what I'm saying. Obviously, then, my capacity to make money, okay, in areas besides nomadic and noyage is a very important concern, since I'm going to be investing my own money in noyage. Where is that money going to be coming from? Thereupon we have the question of the hour. How to make the money, or in other terms, I have to make a lot of money in a relatively short period of time. How much money am I going to need to start up Noyage? Well, in order to administer it during this formative period, you know, a couple $1,000s. But in order to launch it full scale, man, I'm going to need like 50, 100 grand, you know, to get it going. I mean, we're not talking about a very huge project. We're not talking a multi-million dollar thing, but I'm saying easily 50, 100 grand to get it going. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Now, we've run into some trouble up here on the road. First of all, this car, being a diesel, on even a slight incline, it tends to... tends to slow down quite a bit, and now these trucks are trying to handle it themselves in their own special way. Having some of the Bagelsmith coffee. Definitely Bagelsmith. Not that good. In any event, let's continue what I'm saying. With the answer to that question, how can I make that much money? How can I make $100,000? Or that even that kind of money? Well, let's look at it this way. I'm not going to make that kind of money working for someone else. You know, I've been talking about, you know, getting jobs that pay 18.5, 21.2, you know, jobs that pay shit. Jobs where I'll job, and I'll not be able to save virtually any money. I mean, I would just wind up losing money because I'd just be getting into debt. That's basically what I'd be talking about here. So what we're looking at is I got to get into business for myself. Okay. Now within that we say, where do you get the money to start that up? Because you have no money. Yes, it's true I have no money. It's very true I have no money. Very, very true. But now, I would say this. I can start a creative consulting firm, be a freelance writer, freelance desktop publisher, and creative consultant myself. In fact, I could just be, personally, since I'm not planning on hiring any other people to help me be a creative consultant, why can't I just be a creative consultant, writer, ideaist, so to speak, to use that term, and other assorted things. Freelance writer, designer, desktop publisher, many things of that nature. I don't want to say I want to create a firm, I just want to say I myself want to be a freelance person in that way. So, indeed, that's what I say. Now, let me think about this for a little while and then come back to you. Okay. Okay, I'm approaching the Phillipsburg Mall. About 5 minutes past the last message, I'm just sort of turning into the mall right now, and it was about, barring that little stop, I'd say about a good 45 minutes, which means certainly not less than 45 minutes, but a good 45 minutes. So, talking about the ideas of talking about different things, I think that I can, in fact, just personally become a freelance guy, let's say. Freelance fellow. So we're here at this mall. No particular purpose. I suppose I'd like to see if they have this record or tape or whatever that you call them these days of different artists. Called, like, my father knew Sergeant Pepper or something like that. It's weird because I almost feel as if it's like illegal to be talking into a tape recorder, which is sort of an asinine idea. Sitting in a car drinking coffee and talking into a tape recorder makes me look sort of like a PI of some sort, private investigator of some sort. But it's kind of cool. By Hess's department store. I have the tape recorder up now, as you can probably hear it by my mouth, so people will see I'm talking into a tape recorder, not to myself. I don't know why I care, but there is that sort of social awareness thing. Finish up this side, drink some coffee before I go in. Here's the thing. We're talking about Noyage, and I do realize that if I'm going to start it myself, that I'm going to need some money. And, yes, it can start out with less money and then work itself up, but there is a certain minimum amount of money that is going to be needed in order to allow it to exist, basically. So, as I said, I'm going to have to make myself a freelance writer, freelance
publisher, desktop publishing, computer work, design, printing. I could probably deal with people and get things done for them, printing, finding the best prices around, you know, basically keeping them a great price, doing the project on the computer, and again, you know, getting some printing connections and dealing with printing prices and stuff, doing the work for them that way. So in that sense, dealing with in printing, obviously I do want to write these books that I've started, and I think that they can be quite successful commercially. Basically, creative consultant, I think, is a field where, you know, coming up with names for things, coming up with ideas, things like that. I think I should definitely do that. But anyway, that's going to have to be my direction, and I may have to just try to find a job which is very non-career oriented, which can actually just get me by for the bit. Okay, I'm going to go now because I have to go to the bathroom, and I will be back later on to continue. Let's go home. Bye. Okay, it's just about 2 minutes after 2 p.m., and I'm back from the mall. I think I got here at around 11:30, I think. I was in there for about 2.5 hours. Went around to a lot of stores. Some of the highlights, I walked out around the abandoned perimeter of Kmart. Saw a lot of strange things around there. Found like some cool rocks and piece of paper, decorative symbols around the border that were somewhat reminiscent of the Nemati symbol from Dream. To divide map. I bought a little thing for like $2.50. A little Lego block thing, pirate thing. Pretty neat. And I bought a game for the Macintosh called Sky Fox, which was only $4.99, so at that price I could hardly pass it up. Let's see what else. Yeah, I got this little Lego block thing is really quite ingenious, really quite interesting. Talked to a guy for about 15 minutes, I guess, 15-20 minutes at this, he was working the Britannica stand in the middle of the mall. Talked about all sorts of things, you know, writing and the encyclopedia, and entered a little contest for winning an encyclopedia, which would be nice. And, you know, basically, that sort of stuff. I had a pretty good time. Also, you know, played a couple video games, Road Fighter, a game which they previously had played at, mostly at, 8 on the Break in Dunellen. Had a pretty good time. Gonna be heading for home now. I should figure I should be there by around 3. So, no problem, I suppose. Now I'm trying to build the, little pirate thing exactly as they have it set up. And I was thinking about the whole idea of, you know, the fact that I haven't gotten a job yet might be because I, let's say, had not as of yet really admitted to myself that, you know, the only way I'm going to get to do what I'm going to do is through, working for myself, freelancing, and things like that. So, I think the whole point is that a job is not, let's say, it's not bad, but also is not, it's not good either. Let me put it this way. A job is necessary, but not, let's say, I need to temper it with, saying that
you know, I'm getting this job, but what I really want to do is this freelance stuff and then really work on that. Whereas if I had gotten the job within the, you know, the past month or so, I probably wouldn't be thinking in those terms, and I probably would have gotten trapped, you know, again, same old thing. So it's really, I think a good thing that I have not gotten a job yet, considering my general future. Also, I had a thought about the book Some Very Basalt Brine, about making it a little bit more accessible and containing like more ideas and things like that, of that nature. And of course, the book All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten comes to mind, as it was a bestseller and contained a lot of observations and things of that ilk. So, in any case, here at the parking lot, the mall, almost 2:09, I suppose it would be quote-unquote good luck to get going at 2:09, so we'll wait a couple minutes, so I'll probably run out before then. So I think I'm getting there, with the plan. I was wondering when I was walking around, noticing how being able to notice different things, appreciate different things, like landscapes and different things which are a little bit out of your normal range of experience, is a good, really a good thing. And, so I'd say to recap, you know, Noyed should be straightforward. Mamadi should be fully described in the book, so, The Hall of Fantasia. And as a freelance writer,
home by 3 at this point. Just gonna be heading back, I suppose. Either the way I came or just via 78 might be good. So on the other side, I really made some very important decisions on the, let's say, the Noyage end of the spectrum, as opposed to the Nomadi end of the spectrum, because I've decided a couple things. First of all, that Noyage is not going to be the cryptic, multi-layered thing with a book within a book within a book within a book within a book ad infinitum. It's not going to be called a game. It's going to be straightforward. Generally, just like that conversation I had with a guy in New York, Daniel, whoever the hell this strange person was, just tell it like it is. Be very, totally straightforward and honest with the whole thing. Don't try to cover it up, mask it, make it something that it's not. Just be fully and totally 100% honest with the entire thing. And that is the key to success. And I believe that, and I will act on that, because that is the way I'd like to see it. Another thing is that, realistically, I'm going to need to have enough money to do Noyage, when the time comes, because I've committed myself to doing it all myself. And what that means is not joining up with the company and then slowly working my way up the ranks, because that's not going to be where I'm going to get the kind of money I'm looking for. Specifically, where I'm going to get the money I'm looking for is through freelance writing, freelance creative consulting, okay, freelance desktop computer graphics design publishing. And along with that, perhaps dealing with clients and designing their thing on a computer and then taking care of printing. That is, finding the best prices and doing all that sort of work and have that as a service, basically, and then deliver the entire product like that. So that's what I'd say is the direction. This sort of freelance area. And now, beyond that, what I would say is, that it's also important to, as I said before, writing the books that I want to write. Some buried basalt of brine, I had an idea. Well, let me tell you something here. Before, I had an idea of saying, well, why can't I take Zope and Red Alley Earth and Buried Brine and put them all together into one book and have a new sort of literary thing where it could be like a potpourri of things together in one, and it would be one literary work. Well, I said to myself after a while, well, that's not a bad idea, but I'd rather really just allow these things to exist on their own strength and be separate for this time. But then I thought, within some very basalt of brine, can I not have the poetry and the, you know, the other written things like short stories or strange things like a wisdom generator or the Gosporoscope, for example, and also can I not have short essays vis-a-vis the All I Needed to Know I Learned in Kindergarten book, which was a bestseller, with that, those sort of, you know, sort of something that's fun to read, that you like to read. Now, I know some of my poetry may not be the funnest thing to read, but I think it would be in my best interest to try to do something which, you know, would appeal to someone, and then put those things in, where so that they're not going to basically set the tone of the thing. You know, things like this one I have now, which is Summer of Passing Days, something like that. And, you know, a little bird has just visited me. She came and went just like that. You know. Something like that is not cryptic or anything. But then again, something like Knox and Craft Dangle with... And Hoover's Knox and Craft Dangle, diddle-daddle, duddle-doodle, those sort of thing would be, you know... Then again, if I could try to put it into a context, I might be more successful. But then having sort of the friendly, user-friendly, reader-friendly dialogue with sort of ideas and things. I mean, I have so many ideas and concepts and thoughts and all sorts of things in my books, you know, in notebooks and all over the place. You know, just as raw ideas, I should be able to put them in a form which is enjoyable to read, basically. And I think something interesting and inspiring, the idea of, like, mental clip art, you know, just ideas and things, just as a whole text sort of thing, which is what some very basalt of brine would be. And I kind of like that idea better. How does this relate to Noyage? Well, this, like writing this book, Some Very Basalt of Brine, would, in essence, the money from that would pay for Noyage. I mean, that sort of a thing. If I have a successful book, it'll be a lot easier to make money by writing books. If I have a successful book, I should be able to get more exposure and write more books, get more money. Now, it is true that it is a difficult field. I don't deny that. But then again, I really believe that Noyage has to come into existence, and that with enough willpower it can, and that I would rather get the money from selling books, writing books and selling them, you know, and working in a freelance capacity, let's say. I'd rather do that than win the lottery or something. I mean, if I was going to put my willpower towards something, I'd rather do something that I really deserve, and which is rewarding, and which does build up my whole capacity to create in my whole body of work. So, in that, I think it is certainly feasible. As far as, you know, supporting Noyage. Then, of course, Red Alley Earth would be a much more, let's say, you know, I mean, the whole idea of it is a novel, a science fiction type novel, whereas it's not straight science fiction or fantasy, it's somewhere in between. It would be in the science fiction section, you know, and I'd say whatever, how long it could be, the first book, I mean, I could see it probably being 300-400-500 pages long, 300-400-500 pages long, simply because it's, you know, I think it's easily that much material, and I'd like to have that much material to take to a publisher if I would, you know, when I would be at the point that I did that, you know, or whatever, however it would work. Now, the other thing I would say I would be working on, a couple other things, would be Zope, of course, the Zope of Half Evil, which I've decided that I would like to, and in fact will do now, totally on the computer. You know, that is to say, that's not to say I can't scan things in, but it is to say basically, ideally it would all be computer done, computer drawn, computer generated, and develop it in that way. And then eventually, I don't know if this would be, you know, necessarily something which I would have to rush, but try to develop the character, try to do shorter strips and things, try to get it published in certain places. You know, do, 10-page stories and try to get it published in different publications, just to get it out there, basically. And that might be another good idea. And also, a project which seems to be developing itself, as opposed to me developing it, would be the artwork that I'm doing. I'm doing artwork both on the computer, which I figure that the stuff I do on the computer, I could, let's say, blow up and then, like, transfer to a canvas or something. Something that's good enough, like that face I drew, the pretty face I drew, I could definitely see transferring that, whatever, like enlarging it with on photocopies and then kind of transfer, or just, you know, however, using pen and ink to create a finalized work of art from it. I could certainly see that as a possibility. I mean, it would be possible, I suppose. That would be one aspect of the art, and another aspect would be the sculpture, the wax sculpture area, which would be another aspect. And then, of course, the one thing I just made, yesterday, in fact, I just made the thing with the tripod with masking tape and the circular thing hanging off of it, which I think is pretty good. And also the Beelzebub's box thing I made is also something that I would consider to be pretty good. Also that painting I did a while back, if I could frame that somehow, I think would be a good thing. Of course, the only way I can make money doing that, and also, of course, the other wax sculptures I made, the larger ones, using those Christmas bag candles, would also definitely have a potential, marketable potential. But that would then be in the area of fine art. Another area I could see would be the utilitarian type video thing. Not so much utilitarian, in the nomadic terms, which would be the tapes of those video effects, which would, which could be used to relax you or put you in an altered state of mind. Also, the train ride thing, the, and also something like Throat Ripper, which is more the idea of just sort of going around with people, just sort of that loose kind of thing. It could be a video, basically then selling videos for a specialized market. Say, here's a tape of, you know, 2 hours of video images, strange images. Here's a 2-hour thing where we're just going on a little trip, hanging out with these, we're just going around with these people, so sort of hanging out with these people, wherever they're going. You know, a train ride, a car ride, driving around campus like that thing I did. Those sort of things, the New York City rooftop thing was another thing. Things that stick on your TV and help you, whatever. Things that can maybe coach you in imagining different things. That's sort of a video thing, trying to produce these videos like that. Of course, which would then relate back to, you know, Maddie. Also, I could definitely see trying to develop super objects into a marketable product where I could take my current super objects and develop them. I'd say maybe take the best half of what I have now and perhaps then try to do more, and then do them in limited editions or, you know, whatever. Try to sell those. Another thing I could do for money would be take the old Anything But Mondays and package all four in a magazine-sized comic book bag, and then add like a heavy card, not a, you know, cardboard paper, not, you know, paper, but you know, a heavier kind of paper, you know, thicker paper, cardstock paper, and a photocopy of you know, or in fact, I mean, even a color photocopy might be appropriate in that instance, since it could probably be pretty cheap. Yeah, I could see a color photocopy where, you know, you have that on one side and the magazine's inside, then some text on the other side in black and white describing the whole thing. And, I mean, we could produce several thousand units of that and try to sell that. I think would be a pretty interesting idea. You know, it could be put together by hand, of course. Yeah, you know, also audio cassette stuff is also possible, you know, possible. But then again, I think that, you know, I want to basically keep, you know, I want to basically, you know, understand, there's a truck right behind me. I want to basically say that all of these things are good ideas, but I think that what I want to do is take those ideas, which will cost less and have a better potential for making money. And then. You know, whatever you want to say. So what I'm saying is that if noise is my goal, things like that might be part of it. So what I'm saying is that the video thing, the super object thing, a lot of these things would basically be aspects of a noise, which would take money to basically produce. Whereas some of the other ideas probably would be less a part of Noyage and more a way to make some money and to develop my creative presence. Now then again, looking at in the terms of a capacity to make money. Okay, what I would say is that anything I do is going to require support, my support. So Super Objects, for example, would require a great deal of support. I'd have to produce them, which would be one aspect, and I would have to, designing and producing them and doing the packaging and all that stuff would be one aspect. But that certainly would not be, the whole other aspect would be filling orders and placing advertisements and all of that stuff, which would be a whole other area of the business, which would be that sort of support area. Press releases, addresses, mailings, phone calls, faxes, all that kind of stuff. Okay? Selling the Anything But Mondays. I could do it. Put together, say, limited edition, 500 numbered and signed sets. Together, $4.99 or something like that. Or whatever. Maybe we can charge, like, however much. Well, you know, if they're going to be signed and numbered, I'd probably want to charge more like $7.99, something like that. A little bit less than all the ones together, but, you know. Then again, I would need to do the support area. That would not involve so much production at all. That would not be very difficult to produce at all. Super Objects, again, some production involved. Otherwise, there is some simplicity involved there. But what will be, I think the area, now take a note of this, okay? The area where I am going to be able to get some money to start with are the areas where I'm doing something which someone else is going to handle, okay? For example, writing a book and having a publisher publish it. I'm writing it, yes, but a publisher is publishing it, taking care of the promotion and the printing and the distribution and all the business aspects, so that I don't have to worry about that. That's the thing. So basically, I think Red Alley Earth, some very basalt of brine. Zope certainly has the potential to basically break through and... Zope has the potential to, I think, be a viable comic strip product. I could, on a computer, I mean, I could make it look really, really good. And design the characters and design it around shorter ideas. Like the one I did, Zope Home. Just now, I think it was pretty funny. You know, it's like, what the hell's going on here? Zope says, and Weasel says, we're building a gigantic fake comb. And Zope says, in my dining room. And Atrop says, why, yes, Zope. And Zope just stares at them with a pissed off look on his face. And that, you know, that was six panels. That was sort of a little gag. So I think that was pretty good. Or at least that may be the right direction, rather than continuing complex storylines and things like that, which I don't mind, which I like. I mean, the shorter ones, I think, are better. A better idea. Then again, though, making money doing that is tough. But Zope is something that I do want to see published and having a presence. I mean, I published one little Zope script, which wasn't even all that good, which just sort of fixed, you know, the thing on the cover of Anything But Mondays just sort of took care of having that make sense. Now, other products I'm talking about, the video thing, the Super Object thing, the Anything But Monday thing, all these things. Involves mail order mechanics. The mechanics of mail order, that is being able to handle the mechanics thereof, which may be something that I want to develop and may not. Another idea for making the money, for having money, is the idea of band naming service, where you can, we'll say we have a database of X number of bands, and we have, listings of band names that are already in use and have been used, and we guarantee you a unique we guarantee you a unique name for your band, and what we'll do, you know, basically send you a list of names, then we'll register you, and no one else will never, you know, no one will tell someone else that you have that name, and, you know, I think there could be a good market for that, and charging reasonable rates, you know, to get that, I think would be an idea, that sort of naming thing. Now, again, what we're talking about here is, in general, a mail order service. Now, it may be an interactive kind of thing, but, again, a mail order service. All of these things would revolve around a mail order service or a catalog type of idea. Now, that would be one thing, I'd say, developing things and selling them via mail order. You know, another idea would be like a small press idea, like I wrote down before, taking a lot of material and then allowing someone to check off what they want and then putting that into a book, publishing that into a book would certainly be possible. Especially with computers, I mean, you could actually laser print a whole publication. But of course, I don't know if the software for that is really incredibly available. You know, I mean, if the software would be available, it would be possible to print it out on two sites like that, but just a little bit difficult. Not excessively difficult, let's put it that way. Now, you know, that could be used. I think that's sort of a better idea. Again, this comes back to Noyage, where, you know, basically the mail order thing would probably be a good precursor or initial thing for Noyage, because Noyage is going to be a postal-based thing. So, they, you know, having that postal system in place would be very important. Having catalogs and everything else. So basically, I mean, I suppose I could examine the old Mamani News catalog idea, and because we have gotten orders from them, not incredible amounts of orders, but orders nonetheless. So I'd say, you know, obviously this cassette is more in terms of Noyage, I suppose, than in terms of Nomadi. But then again, I really focus on Nomadi in the past tapes, and I may say something about Nomadi. Only 9 miles to Somerville now, so we're getting there. Having a mail order catalog, perhaps, to kickstart Nomadi. That is to say, starting Nomadi whenever. I mean, instead of starting Noyage, you know, out of the blue, I mean, I could have the Nomadi Ubiquity, Nomadi News Catalog, or whatever, where, you know, different things are being sold, and then add Noyage on as another thing, and then sort of let everything else be sort of absorbed into Noyage, let's say, or whatever. That's not a bad idea. Then again, I do need the money. Okay. So let's separate the whole mail order thing, products and everything else, sort of more akin to the old idea of Nomadi. Let's sort of separate that from the idea of freelancing, writing, where I can do freelance writing, freelance creative consulting, freelance desktop computer work. Those are basically three areas I could see. As well as writing these books. Now, I would want to insist that I publish Hollow Fantasia. I don't want anyone else to publish that. So I'm going to have the money to publish that. Whether it's in the form of a book, or the form of a paperback, or the form of a magazine, I don't know. It'll be, I mean, it is a book, but I'll publish it however I can. But, now, you know, I can see some variables on the Brian is developing into a thing which might be a little bit more commercially viable. I want it to be something that might be fun to read, enlightening to read, interesting to read and experience, and not so heavy and strange, and maybe so you would not have to put so much effort into it. Something fun and lighthearted, let's say. Something interesting. Not the angst-ridden artist type of thing, but more of a, you know, thing. Like, I personally have a lot of ideas recorded, written down, concepts put down, you know, put down on paper, and ideas, and all sorts of different things that I think I can construct together into a book. They need not be excessively long, a couple hundred pages, let's say. And then Red Alley Earth would then be, you know, a novel, science fiction novel, which I want to have, you know, pretty strong, you know, pretty strong novel, pretty, you know, I don't want it to be so unconventional in terms of style. I want it to be very readable, very enjoyable, but using a lot of new concepts and ideas, you know, a lot of the interesting new characters. I would consider those two things, those two books, as definite possibilities as for books that I'd like to get published. So there, Polyphantasia would then be a book that I'd like to get published, but not by someone else, more like by me, in conjunction with the whole Noyage project. Now, let me put it this way. Feasibly, how long will it take me to get these books done? Well, I could feasibly see getting Red Alley Earth done in about 6 months. Let's say, I mean, I could probably have it done in 6 months if I could possibly bring myself to focus on it. I could maybe get it done in 4 months, you know, if I was really trying. Some variables called the Brine, maybe a similar thing. If I'm working on both of them, I'm sure we can probably look at 6 months easy, 8 months. Okay. So things, again, that's not going to be a big cash producer, I don't think. It's going to, I mean, it may be something that could catch on, maybe something that's, you know, Village Voice kind of thing, I don't know. I just want to get to the pure essence of Zope. We're trying to do strips which sort of reflect that and try to improve the artwork and other things. But I think that the computer's the right medium for that. Artwork, again, I'd like to get a lot of things done before I, you know, I do have things done, and I think I could probably, you know, take what I have, a lot of things that I have, and sort of create concrete, concatenated or whatever, not concatenated, but consolidate things into individual works of art. When I have a body of work, I may be able to, you know, talk about selling stuff, you know, who knows. Now I'm avoiding, of course, the best thing, the most obvious thing, the most necessary thing, the most unpleasant thought, which is the freelance area. Now, I've identified three individual freelance areas. Damn, it's windy out here. Cars getting pushed around. Look at that circular building, how nice. I've identified three certain freelance areas where I can pursue. And it would be Frank Nora, not a company or anything else, Frank Nora, whatever, freelance writer, doing freelance work for all sorts of different markets, let's say. Freelance creative consultant, that is going to companies that need ideas or any sort of ideas or angles or new ideas or interesting visions or formats or anything else, you know, idea, anything like that, can hire me for that. And desktop design would then be using the computer to do publishing, desktop publishing, and basically people who want things published, I would be able to either totally, you know, probably what I'd say is produce their mechanicals and or take care of the mechanicals, and probably the best way to do it would be to take care of the mechanicals and the printing, you know, try to work out deals with different printers. Now, this area, now obviously out of those three areas, probably the easiest and best, let's not say, what I'll say is not the easiest, but what I'll say is the most feasible, let's say, area, the area where I could probably make the most money would be in the desktop publishing, where I basically use a computer to design and create the entire thing and then print the thing up by, you know, getting Somerville. Got coffee. Now, what just happened was, you may have heard, as I was pulling in, there was a certainly, I was going too fast, and I tried to brake, and I realized that I was going too fast, so I had to brake very hard, and I started to skid a little bit. Maybe I even see some skid marks over there that I left just now. Which is quite stupid, but I mean, at the point, I think that my mistake was in that I was going too fast. Once I started to brake, I really had no choice but to continue to brake. I would have trouble coming back into the lane that I was just in. So I'm going to go home now, run out this tape, you know, and so, here's the point. What I was saying before that happened was that if I should say to someone, look, you want a business card made? I can make you a distinctive business card. You tell me what you like. We'll put a package together and I'll do the whole thing for you. I'll deliver you the business cards. You don't have to worry about anything. I'll take care of everything. So then I would then design it on the computer, go to a service bureau, print it out, basically then find the best printers and form relationships with printers and to print the stuff out, and I could deal with basically any sort of a printed project, business cards, flyers, anything like that. And what I could say is that I could scout out the best prices, design it to their liking, show them proofs, you know, and see, I can show them proofs and see what they like, what they don't like, change it all around to suit their needs, and then we can print it all out. And you know, do it like that, and basically serve businesses. And what I can say is that I could even write the copy, choose the photos, you know, basically do the whole 9 yards, 10 yards, whatever, how many yards that is, I don't know. I'm going to go to the library for a minute, just for the hell of it. But definitely, I think that the best thing to do would be to do that. I mean, thinking about it, I'm saying to myself, well, gee, now I have to actually think about executing the whole thing, and it's a bit scary, you know, the whole idea of doing it, but that's what I think is good. You know, right in front of me, there's this big, like, swamp right by the library. It's very strange. So anyway, I'm going to go to the library. Mm-hmm. So I'd say that's probably my best bet. Freelance writing, of course, is another way. And freelance creative consulting would be something which would take a bit longer to establish, but something which might be equally as profitable. Let me go in. I'll be out in a second. Okay, I'm back. I've got some Beatles tapes, the Rock and Roll Music Volume 1 and 2, and the Macintosh Bible, which is pretty nice. So, on my way... So, let's see what we got here. Yeah, you know, it's good, it's good. It's good. So we're gonna get going now. Continue on our way back to, home. And, okay, there's, yeah, this Macintosh book looks pretty interesting, and, I'm gonna be going, and, I'm obviously stalling here a little bit, okay, so I'm heading home now with all my stuff, coffee and games and Lego blocks and books and this and that and the other thing, and I did spend nearly, I mean, pretty much all the money I have, but that doesn't really amount to that much. Stopping real fast like that might have done something to the car, but I'm not sure what. It's just happened before. So I just wanted to... There's about 4 or 5 minutes left on this cassette. Let me just finish up by recapping the general trend of this cassette, which has been about how, now, not just what the basis of the Maddie is, but, you know, which I really haven't addressed at all, but as to how Noyage itself will work, and what I've found is that there are a lot of things I can do. Now, what it comes down to doing is the necessary ingredients of, you know, basically being straightforward, saying it like it is, no Noyager, Zopopath evil, books within books within books, none of that stuff. Also, the necessity to do it all myself, to not take on business partners or investors or anyone else who'll have any say in the company. Okay, those two things are extremely important, and now I'm in a position, I think, to do that. Another important aspect of Noyage is that I'm going to need money. That means I'm going to have to develop ways of making money beyond Noyage to start, which the publishing thing, the freelance publishing thing, writing and creative consulting, those three things, the whole freelance area, I think is very good. The writing of the books, I think, is very good. You know, the artwork is, let's say, a long shot, but then again, a possibility, and also something that I enjoy doing, so I'd say that would certainly be a worthwhile endeavor. All that mail order stuff is good, but not immediately, and I really have to think about where does a job fit into all this, you know, what I should say is that working for somebody else as a salaried employee is not going to do me much good. Because basically it'll take my focus away from what I'm doing. I can see, you know, working shit jobs. You know, then again, I'd like to get into that whole freelance area, which I have basically been in before. Now I just have to reestablish myself, maybe reestablish myself with MTV might be a good first step. You know, doing all this kind of stuff. It's February 23rd right now, 1990. Now, I mean, we're talking about the fact that right now, okay, well, today I better call those guys and tell them I'm off the staff of their show. I'll basically be in a good position because I have no commitments. I have no... I have nothing holding me back. I have no job. I have no girlfriend. I have no affiliations with anyone to do anything. You know, no job. And a couple friends, but nothing, you know. I mean, I could pick up and leave and go, you know, to Ohio tomorrow and I really, you know, wouldn't matter too much to me. So I've basically been doing my best to sever ties, I think, subconsciously. That's what's been going on. To sort of free myself up to do what I need to do. And now I think that time has come. So I have an extremely high degree of freedom at this point. And I think I should utilize it to my best ability. I think that I'm in a very good position right now, and the road ahead may seem a little bit rocky, but it's there. Now, what do I need to do in the short term? Cleaning everything up. You know, cleaning everything up is a definite plus. Definitely getting everything cleaned up and organized and all done, and even Nanny's trailer all done and all that stuff done. And then basically writing up all these plans in a concrete form. I mean, that is what I'm saying. I've gotten along without a job for a while now. The situation is pretty stable. I mean, it'd be good if I had a job. I mean, I can always take on crappy jobs for a little while to get some money. But I think that the long-term planning is much more important. So I'd say generally, just keep working. But write down the plans and have coherent plans and the desire to do them. Like I heard on that show this morning, write down, you know, plans and passion. Basically, is two very important things. On this tape, I've outlined a lot of things that I can do. Don't create new alliances with people. Rather, sever old alliances, which is what I should do without any delay. And then, basically, these five tapes I should then listen to and transcribe and clean up the basement, get everything organized, and I think I'll be in a much better position. And basically, you know, 3:18 p.m. right now, that's the way I see it. And I think that I can succeed in doing what I want to do.